In this episode, the three building blocks of a successful video get broken down for you: strategy, tactics, and of course, technique.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery. Brought to you by Wirebuzz.
What is up? Thank you for joining me on the podcast for this week. You know, let's start at the very beginning. The most important thing: our thoughts and prayers go out to our clients and our fellow Americans in Houston in the path of the hurricane that are now dealing with rebuilding their lives. It's just devastation, right? You know, we do a lot of business in New Orleans, and over the years, I've been in and out of that city just a ton of times, and to see how New Orleans has recovered is remarkable. But now to watch Houston go through it, and then many of the people that fled New Orleans in the wake of Katrina and found safe refuge in Houston, it's heartbreaking to watch them go through this again. Now, one of Wirebuzz's clients for many years has been the American Red Cross. And back during, I don't know, it wasn't Katrina, but it was after Katrina, Wirebuzz advised the American Red Cross on how to use text messaging for donations. And as such, Marcus Krieg, Wirebuzz's director of strategy, joins me. Hey, Marcus.
Hey, Todd. Thanks for having me.
You know, bud, it's interesting to watch. It's almost impossible to not watch what's going on in Houston. And then it does play out back into digital strategy and tactics and everything going back to ROI.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting. We were talking with the American Red Cross years ago, back when I was still just getting started here at Wirebuzz.
And you were just a baby.
I was still the baby marketer. And you know, when we were talking with them, they were coming to us because they wanted video. They knew that telling the stories and showing people what it's really like on the ground in these disaster zones, in these relief areas where, you know, people are actually hurting, that there was an opportunity to, you know, make a deeper emotional impact, the kind of message that we've been talking about on this podcast all along. One of the core values of video is getting people to take action by creating an emotional state that's conducive to said action. And so American Red Cross came to us and they were like, hey, we want to make some of these videos. And we thought, obviously, that was a great idea and we wanted to work with them on video. But, you know, like we're always talking about, we wanted to connect that back to ROI. And at the time, they were primarily pushing people to a website. We're like, what's the call to action on these videos? And it's like, oh, well, visit us at, you know, AmericanRedCross.org or redcross.org.
That wasn't good enough.
Yeah. And for us, it was like, you know, where you're the strategy that you are using these videos in is, you know, platforms, right? You're going to be pushing this out on social media. You're going to be putting this on Facebook. You're going to be putting this on Twitter. You're going to be publishing these videos on YouTube. Do you have any idea what percentage of people are actually going to click back to your website after watching the full video? Like a tiny percentage. And so why would you choose to create content and only generate 1% of the return? And recognizing that people are oftentimes out on their mobile devices, I mean, this was a while ago, but it wasn't that long ago. And so what we advised them to do was, hey, just use the text messaging thing. Yeah, maybe you're not going to get a bunch of $5,000 donations, but all of the people who are out there in the world who are like, yeah, this is really bad. You know, this is a situation where I can do something and I can donate $10. And I can make that an impulse purchase with one of these text message codes.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of the political campaigns and how these campaigns get so many more small dollar donations than big dollar donations, and how valuable it is when you start to multiply that factor.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a big factor in the Obama election. Instead of going after the major donors with like a call center type approach, he went all in on digital marketing, worked with the Optimizely team early on when they were developing that split testing product, and they just optimized for those smaller donations and more of them. And American Red Cross is doing the same thing right now. And I think if you ask them, and that the results are showing for themselves.
Well, always interesting, Marcus, to watch the strategies play out in real time. Thanks for checking in. Thanks for always giving really great advice.
Thanks for having me.
If you want to donate to the American Red Cross in support of those in Houston, let's talk about text to donate. All you have to do is text Red Cross to 90999 to give $10 to the American Red Cross Disaster Relief, which helps people affected by disasters such as hurricanes, floods, earthquakes, wildfires, and tornadoes. I'll tell you it one more time. It is text to donate. All you have to do is text Red Cross, all is one word, to 90999, and you will be taking a very good first step to helping people that are in the middle of a disaster. Speaking of disasters, I think everybody and my mother the last couple of weeks has been talking about Sheriff Joe Arpaio, America's toughest sheriff. And as a longtime member of the Phoenix media, I've had plenty of encounters, relationships, interview opportunities, and late night phone calls with the sheriff. When I was on KTAR, the sheriff was a frequent guest on my show, and because, well, the sheriff never turns down a media opportunity. And I was also a guest on the sheriff's show. The first time I met him, I looked like I was 19 years old. I was really 26. And the sheriff came onto the show. We had a great conversation. Oh, to make matters worse, my mom was in studio that day. She was visiting from out of town. So whenever the sheriff saw me, he must have been like, who's this kid? Oh, and he's under the supervision of his ma, right? Great. That helped. And the sheriff at the end of the conversation said to me, and this is the first time we met, he said, you know, kid, that was my name. He called me at every time. You know, kid, I've got a show on FYI, on Sundays, do you want to be a guest on my show tomorrow? And I said, yes. I went over to the competitor station. I was so young and naive, I didn't realize you shouldn't be on competing stations. And then later that evening at around 11 o'clock, I received my first late night phone call from the sheriff that went like this. I picked it up. Hello. Hey, kid, you got me in a whole lot of trouble. And he proceeded to tell me that when his show ended, the head of their station, the program director, bitched him out because he had a talk show host from the competing station on his show. And so when I arrived to the station on Monday, sure enough, like clockwork, it also happened to me. And over the years, the sheriff would call. He would leak things to me because I was on the number one show in the state. And I was always reluctant to break stories that he would send our way because I was never on a show that was Republicans against Democrats or Democrats against Republicans. I really don't care if you have a capital letter R or D after your name. I just like truth to bubble to the surface. And I got myself into a lot of trouble with the sheriff over the years. And he even followed us around in unmarked vehicles for 60 days and threatened us. And well, you do what you do when somebody of power threatens you and you're on a radio show. You play that radio audio because they left a voicemail because they weren't the smartest guys. And you play it on the radio for 4 hours and let the audience tell you what you should do next. And before you know it, you just insulated and protect yourself. So I have a lot of experience with him. Interesting to see him on the news. And I wish him well with his newfound freedom. There's a lot of interesting things developing in digital marketing this week, content marketing, video marketing, and you and I, where we stand is in the intersection of them all. And fortunately for us, the road ahead in digital marketing, all paths, man, lead right through video. So let's get down to it. Want to find out more about my relationship and my experience with the sheriff? Well, I did a 1 hour Facebook live event just 2 days after the sheriff was pardoned by the president. It happened on Facebook. It happened in this very studio. And my on-air partner, Charles Goyette, New York Times bestselling author, who appears also in episode 100 of this podcast, came in on a Sunday. And the two of us shared all of our scary stories and the funny ones in what we would call the Book of Joe Arpaio. You can find that on my Facebook page. Hit me up. I'll get you access to it. Just don't do me a favor. Don't drag me into anybody's political thoughts. I don't care about politics. Don't want to debate it. I love nothing more than video marketing and my wife. That's where I'm at right now. Cool? All right. You know, I got an email from somebody who said, Todd, looks like your career's starting to blow up. What's going on? Why didn't you blow up sooner if you've been in this space for that long? And the reality is I have attention disorders, at least much more when I was younger. I've learned how to overcome them. I've talked about it on this podcast. I think it's important for marketers to understand that people learn and think differently today than when we were raised. And my attention disorders meant that I was focusing far too many hours on my client projects. I never did anything but client projects. So unlike Gary Vee, who focused on promoting his career, I crushed my client campaigns and just now have gained the right amount of momentum in the last year to start marketing myself, right? Interesting how that happens, which gets me to the concept of non-perishable and perishable videos. I've explained this in past episodes. I want to spend just a few moments on it. Non-perishable video. It's got a long shelf life, right? It's a higher quality video. It takes a lot more pre-planning and precision for a non-perishable video. It's going to live on the homepage of your website. It's not something you're going to film with your iPhone, right? It is a high quality video. And it's going to be on your most trafficked pages, which is like your homepage, your about page, your product landing page. And that's the kind of video that is a testimonial or a product overview or maybe a explainer about your whole company. Those videos, non-perishable videos, they generate the best results when you do them right. That means pre-planning precision. It means high quality visuals, great audio, powerful stories. Where you can cut corners is not in the non-perishable videos. They're going to be around on your most trafficked page for 3 to 5 years because your company story, your products aren't going to be maturing that much. And everybody, 90 to 95% of the people that come to your website that start researching you will go through those type of videos, the non-perishable, high-quality ones, right? Where you can cut corners is in your perishable videos. They might be like a social post that you post once, right? It may be a reaction to breaking news. And then, whoosh, water under the bridge. Those perishable videos are where you cut corners, you film with your phone, and you can get away with doing things on the cheap. The big picture here is, as a video marketer, I'm not interested in winning an Academy Award. I grew up in LA. I have held the trophy that was won that night by the best movie of the year. For, you know, the producer brought it home. He lived next door to me growing up. I am not interested in creating cinema for the sake of people sitting in a theater and munching on popcorn, right? I'm really freakishly excited about conversion. How do you get somebody through a buyer's journey? How do you get them to, at the very end, to make a decision where they reach into their wallet and they make a purchase? I want ROI. So as we discuss topics, please know this is not about creating just beautiful video. A video that's just beautiful ain't worth a lick in my world until you can get people that are watching it to convert. All right? Providing you a little bit of context. Now, choosing the right video production partner is essential. A lot of people don't know where to get started. We talked about this briefly in a past episode, and I want to spend a few moments on it. There are three building blocks of successful videos, and you need to do each one of them correctly in your non-perishable, high-quality videos. Those three building blocks: strategy, tactics, and technique. And this podcast episode is going to help focus your brain around those three concepts, because when you do it right, you get what the goal is. What is the goal? An Academy Award. No, it isn't. It's ROI, right? So what is the goal? ROI every single time, okay? Now, visually, what I want you to do is think about the next vacation that you have planned or daydreaming about planning. All right. Where are you going? How are you going to get there? Are you going to drive? Are you going to fly? Are you going to take a bus? Are you going to take a train? Do you have what you need to actually reach that destination? Do you have money, passport? And as you're starting to plan it, if you're flying, are you going to rent a car when you get there? Will you be using Uber? Is there a bus you're going to take, or maybe a train, right? How are you going to reach that final destination of showing up in that hotel and having it be, what did they say in that hotel commercial? It is, okay. showing up into that hotel and having it be like a booking.com, booking.yeah commercial where you're just overjoyed that you selected the right room. That's the strategy level when it comes to video marketing. Okay. Very big picture. What is it? Well, it's essential. It is strategy. Where is your project going? What are the goals of it? You have to understand that when you're choosing the right video production partner, what you're really doing is having somebody that's going to help you map everything out from strategy all the way through to ROI. And in their components, you have to think through, what is the goal of this video? Like, if you're going to be judged, and we're all going to be judged, what are you going to be judged on? Did people buy? Did they sign up for the email list? Did they convert to the webinar? What is it? Map it out, starting first with the goal. Always start with the goal. So when I asked you to think about that vacation and to picture it in your head, you already thought about yourself sitting somewhere in the beach with a beautiful cocktail and a umbrella sticking into your drink, or maybe you pictured yourself skiing. I live in Arizona, and God knows it's 107 outside right now. Skiing down some runs in 30 or 40 degrees seems pretty damn awesome right now, right? But you're already thinking about what the end goal is. I'm going to sit there at the beach, and I'm going to have a cocktail. That is the goal. Do the same thing with your video. What is the end goal? It is people buying our product or service, right? Write that down, and then map it all out. How do you work backwards? You do the same thing when you're like, okay, we're going to take an Uber from the airport. How do we, okay, so from the airport, we're going to get an Uber. And then you're like, well, what flight do we take, right? And then what airport are we leaving from? Because there's more than one airport in your hometown. And then how do we get to the airport, right? And then how are we going to afford all this? That's the way we all do it when we start to map out vacations. And the same is true with strategy. Map the whole thing out. Look at it on a big sheet of paper, or write it all down on a dry erase board. Visualize everything. Strategy is number one. Your video creator, when you're choosing the right production partner, what they're really going to be doing is talking with you about strategy. Then the second element, which are tactics. Okay, let's spend a few moments. When you're on the vacation, or when you're planning the vacation, I should say, and you start thinking of tactics, it looks like this. Where do you plan to stop for food? And how much rest do you need? Are you going to need to sleep? Or do you intend to power through by taking caffeine pills? That's tactics. Are there shortcuts or discounts that you might take advantage of to make that trip faster, maybe cheaper or more enjoyable? Like when I went to Michigan, one of our tactics for a great trip, we went on a helicopter ride, right? It's a tactic. How are we going to make the trip great? A helicopter sounds great. Are you, when you're planning your trip, are you going to use travel points? And if so, how are you going to save up enough points between now and when you leave? Those are all vacation tactics, ways to achieve the goal within the larger strategy. They aren't always clear or cut, right? They're not always simple answers. So experience and experimentation are critical to improve your travel experience over time. If you don't lay out the tactics, you got a lot of dead time, right, on your trip. You sit around in the hotel room and twiddle your thumbs and open up a magazine and say, the magazine on the cover is like what to do. And you open up and you go, hey, maybe we should go there, right? And you start your tactics later. Those are recipes for disaster because you're wasting time and not optimizing the experience. The same is true when you're choosing the right production partner. Make sure they can walk through the tactics with you. And when they do that and they break it down inside of the strategy, amazing things happen. The third component is technique. That's the physical act of driving or walking or putting your bags on the airport on one of those carts. It's easy to overlook the importance of technique, but it only takes one road trip with a bad driver to see the real value of that technique. And without it, it's impossible, or at least much less slower to reach your destination, right? If you don't know how you're going to get there, if you don't know the technique to getting there, you may never arrive at the destination, and marketers do it every single day with their online videos. Now, what does all this have to do with creating successful videos? Well, just like taking a road trip, you need all three building blocks to reach your destination. What is the destination? Say it with me, ROI, right? A return on investment. And it takes a savvy content marketer to lay out a strategy successfully. It takes a whole lot of focus. It takes a whole lot of visualization as you lay it out. And if you do it like we do, you bash the idea around with your colleagues. I can't even begin to tell you how complex video marketing has become, that even I can't do it alone anymore. When I'm taking my videos, I'm generally going to have a conversation with Marcus Krieg, our head of strategy, and I'm going to go, it's going to sound just like this. I'm like, hey, dude, I'm going to be creating this video. Here's the goal. Right. And then, and so when I start with the goal, now I'm like, okay, now that I have to pull out the strategy and this is what I'm planning on doing. Here are the tactics. And then the final thing I'll tell him about is the technique. And then he'll look at it and he'll go, oh, dude, you're missing the most important part. That call to action doesn't align with your strategy. And I'll go, oh, that's right. Cause these are complex. And when people are looking at video creators, they are often looking at the least important element, which is who can make a great video and who can edit it, right? But there are three important, vital building blocks to a successful video, and you have to do each and every one systematically in order to make it work. We do over 1,000 videos a year. So I'm not trying to make this complex, but when you do 1,000 of anything, you perfect the process and you eliminate waste, confusion, and disconnects. Example, if you make 1,000 chicken breasts, you're going to lay out the proper amount of time for that chicken to marinate, for it to sit on the grill, for when you flip it over, and then also when you do the tic-tac-toe pattern in the skin, right, from the grill. 1,000 videos, everything gets timed out perfectly, and they all arrive at the final destination, which is ROI. And that takes very savvy content marketing. Okay. You need to understand funnels and how to create persuasive sequences of content that move prospects towards the sale. So let's talk about tactics for a moment. Tactics, on the other hand, are more flexible, right? But that doesn't mean that there aren't right answers. Here we're talking about things in tactics like animation versus live action, which is better. It depends on what your goals are. And other tactics might include the basic structure of your video or how you hook people's attention from the beginning, grab them by the ears and pull them right through that video so they can make a purchase decision. The tactics also need to be aligned perfectly with your strategy or the video project will fall flat. For example, if your strategy is to use YouTube to attract and build an audience, then it would be a tactical mistake to create a 2 to 3 minute video with a 7 second introduction, because people don't spend enough time on your video for it to get the exposure that it needs. The tactics and strategy were misaligned. And now technique is a little bit more obvious, okay? Let's talk about technique. Technique is the nuts and bolts of video making. It's the lighting, the audio, the shot selection, the editing, the music. Think about this. When you're looking to hire somebody to film your business video, you're probably just thinking about technique. You're probably thinking about, do they have the right camera? Right? Do they have the right lighting, or do they know how to frame up a shot? But there's so much more to creating a great video that converts, because you have to build in the strategy, the tactics, and the technique, right? And that's where a level of sophistication needs to be had, because unfortunately, marketers frequently fall into one of two groups. Either they don't value technique much at all, So they crank out low production value videos that nobody wants to watch, or they focus exclusively on technique and hire a video creator instead of a video marketer. And there's a very big difference. The visual difference might not be very substantial, but the difference is in the results. And those results are going to be huge. In a business context, it may get you unemployed because you didn't look at what the strategy and the tactics were, and you just focused on the technique, all right? So in choosing the right video production partner for your business, evaluate their ability to create the strategy. Where are you going, right? Just like your trip, your vacation, where are you going and how are you going to get there? That's the strategy. The tactics, ways you're going to achieve your goal based on that larger strategy, and the technique, the nuts and bolts of video, lighting, audio, and shot selection. You got that? Those are essential to understanding why it's so important that you follow the three building blocks of successful videos: strategy, tactics, technique. And by the way, I wish you best of luck on your next vacation. Lord knows you deserve it. Linda, a follower of mine, asked me this week, "Hey, Mr. Todd, on an article page that has a video, where should the video be added on the page?" And you know what, Linda? I think it's a great question. Most people get it wrong. And here's how I look at it. Linda, what is the most valuable asset on the page? Well, in the eyes of Google, the most valuable asset on the page is probably text, because Google would never find it, right? And the title's very valuable because people won't click on it if it has the wrong title. But when somebody comes to that page, people are four times more likely to watch a video than to read text. So video is the most valuable asset on the entire page, and that means it should be prioritized up towards the top. It shouldn't be the opening sentence, because somebody's going to want to see the text, and as they look at the text, I think it should be maybe in that, right below that first paragraph, because the way people read is they skim, then they skip, then they get frustrated, and they bounce. And they've collected only 11% of the information on the page, and it's all disjointed and out of context. But the way they look at video is they start to skim the page, because they're going to skim, skip, bounce. They start to skim, like that first paragraph. Then they go to skip down the page, and the video is like a speed bump in the middle of the road. It slows them down. And then when they see that, and you know what happens? They click on it because they're far too lazy to do anything else. And you're giving them a break. So make sure you prioritize that video. If anybody that's listening is old enough to understand or remember the newspaper, Christo, I know you're not old enough to have
a newspaper.
Yeah. A newspaper is, and you'll know this, like if you're out walking the dog, occasionally, very rare, it's like as rare as a eclipse that happens in the middle of the country and crosses all over. It happens like once every 100 years. You'll see in front of a very, very old octogenarian's house that on their driveway is this like bundle of paper. And on that is, at least in theory, this is what they've told me, is some kind of news or information. Okay, that you would find today on a website. And in that newspaper, whatever's on the front page before it folds, before you fold that page, is above the fold. And whatever's below the fold is significantly less information that is of value than what is above the fold. So if you find out that the president is doing something with somebody from a foreign country that might be illegal, that news typically would be above the fold. It's been prioritized by the editors. And when Linda's trying to figure out where a video goes, it goes above the fold before you scroll. And it's the first thing you see when that page loads. That's where the video deserves to live. And Linda, when you do that, you'll get the best results possible. If you remember strategy, tactics, technique before you create the video. Aight? Good. You know, I talk with marketers every day, and I'm starting to feel like there are just two types of marketers out there. Those that feel hopeless or helpless and are more prone to complain, oh, you know, none of this stuff works. That didn't work. We tried it. And those marketers that are early adopters that jump in on new features, bells and whistles, micro test and find that in the micro tests, some of them yield significant results. And those are the ones that you apply more gas on. Be an early adopter. Jump on new features, bells and whistles, like the LinkedIn one with the native upload. That's the hot one right now that you should be doing before competitors, and you'll see very significant results. So which one are you? The complainers are reactive, right? They're waiting for others to figure it out first, and they're really not going to jump on anything until it's oversaturated. It's like in the investment world, it would be somebody saying, you know, I'm thinking about investing in Apple. Like now, right? Where when all of the big growth is out of that Apple stock, and somebody who is an early adopter invested in Apple years ago and is for the lifetime been generating freakish results. You want to make sure that you're an early adopter. Stop being a cool kid showing up when the party's bumping. Jump on these social networks first. As soon as you hear them roll out, be there, early adopt. And those who early adopt are the biggest names when that new universe gets discovered. The early bird gets the worm. Start loving worms. You know, on the eighth day, God created Google, at least in this context, and people finally started exercising demand. You see, when people are typing on their keyboard, what they're really doing is exercising demand for information. And the way that you dominate Google is to recognize that Google is the world's greatest supply and demand engine. The easiest way to dominate Google is to supply the information your target customer is demanding. And things are different today. People who are looking to make a purchase, they go through 80% of the buyer's journey before talking to a salesperson. And you know what's great about the free market system besides everything, besides going into a store and getting coconut water with pulp, without pulp, with lime, with caffeine? I mean, that's one of the great things, right, about the free market system is what people demand comes rushing to the marketplace, right? And as you know, things are different today, but the buyer, the consumer, typically always gets what they want in the free market system, what they're asking for. And it may not happen overnight, but eventually we get one step closer to shopper's heaven. And you know why? Well, let's take shopping in a mall, for example. Eventually, we all got what we wanted. Business just solves problems. That's what it does. And when you go to the mall for everything, when we had to go to the mall to get every little thing, we hated the mall, right? We hated talking to the over-sexualized employees at Abercrombie and Fitch that are wearing their pants so low that it looked just horrible, right? And we hated being interrupted as we're walking. Hi, welcome to Abercrombie. Can I help you find? Leave me alone. I just want to find pants that I can hang so low. They look awesome, right? And the free market heard our demand as shoppers, and they created Amazon, where we don't have to talk with anybody to get everything we want. And as such, the world has been changing drastically, right? God created Google. It gave us the ability to exercise demand, and it didn't just stop with Amazon. The way that people buy today in your business or even in mine is they first go online. They go 80% through the buyer's journey, and they're looking for information. Early awareness stage, where they're just starting to discover. Consideration stage, where they're starting to consider your product or service. And then decision stage, which is the final one where they're being pushed over the edge to make a purchase decision. As a marketer, you have to understand that the way you move people through the buyer's journey faster, the way you get them to pick up a phone and talk to a salesperson, which nobody wants to talk to, is you move them through each of the stages at faster rates. And when you do that with video, people get there in lightning speed. In our company here at Wirebuzz, we decreased our sales cycle by 68%. That is 68% fat in our sales cycle. Yeah, I use the F word. You heard me. 68% fat. That means that by just educating people in the right formats, what we ended up doing is we started shuttling them along to when they could make a purchase decision so we could start servicing them at faster rates. Start thinking about the power of video to do that. All right? Cool. Just in quick summary. Oh, by the way, I'm going to be putting up one of my keynote videos very soon. So please reach out to me if you'd like to see it. And then I want to make sure that if you're in the world of video, that you understand where it's headed. I want to make sure that you're saving yourself from embarrassment. Because if you do it the wrong way, you're going to be apologizing. If you do it the right way, which it always takes pre-planning and precision. But if you do it the right way, people never leave. They'll just absolutely love you and they'll keep you around forever. And that's exactly what we've experienced here at Wirebuzz. We're 7 years in. We haven't lost a client yet. They've become very dear friends and we're just honored to serve them and to help them achieve their goals. We've got a lot of travel going on as a company, as you know. I want to thank you for just bearing with us. We've been a little bit off of our normal schedule. Normally, we post a new episode on Tuesdays, which are tactics, and Wednesdays are news. And because of my chaotic travel schedule and the rapid growth and acceleration of video marketing projects coming into the company, it's been a little hectic trying to keep up with that. But this podcast and creating the videos that we push out on social are a big part of our company's growth and maturation into these topics. We're moving at light speed because we're able to carve out time each and every week to pull together the latest information, incorporate them into our client projects, and to share them with you. And that's a very sacred opportunity for us. And so this week we had a crew of 4 or 5 people in San Diego working with a client over the last, 4 days. And next week, our team goes to Las Vegas for Pain Week, and they're going to be creating videos out there for clients in the pain industry. These are people that are not pro-pain, okay? These are people that are opposed to pain. They're trying to limit it in people's lives, and we're helping them by telling their business stories in very compelling ways and helping them convince and convert at faster rates. To give you an idea, these may be companies that are in the pharmaceutical industry or have a medical device. They may be wanting to educate a physician or a pharmacist. They may be wanting to educate patient populations. And from what we're hearing, the amount of pain medication that's rolling out right now that does not have addictive qualities is phenomenal, and I can't wait to tell you more about it. But we have far too many people, I think you'd agree, in this country that are addicted to pain relievers, and where this is headed and how Wirebuzz is playing a role is going to be remarkable. If you want to guarantee that your videos generate ROI for your business, the best place to go would go to wirebuzz.com/ROI. The Wirebuzz team and I created a 5-part video mini course. It's available to the listeners of this podcast on our website, and it'll teach you all of our secrets to making sure that your video projects prove out and guarantee ROI. It's got to prove it out. You have to be able to prove it out because you have to be able to go back to a boss and ask for a budget for the next one, right? Or ask for a raise because you crushed it so hard. Always make sure that you prove it out. Start at wirebuzz.com/ROI. And when you do, you'll be looking at the 3 most important components to a video marketing project. And what are those? Well, the 3 building blocks to successful videos are strategy, tactics, and technique. I'm going to do a quick summary before I say bye for now, but here it goes. Your strategy is where you're going and how you're going to get there. It is your map. Don't do anything without detailing out a strategy, or you're going to get lost when you get to the tactics. The tactics are ways you're going to achieve your goals based on your larger strategy. And your technique, that's the nuts and bolts of video marketing. That's the lighting and the audio, the video quality, the shot selection, strategy, tactics, technique. All of those need to be successful if you're going to have a video that generates ROI. And I wish you guys no Academy Award. I wish you ROI. It'll go so much further for you and your business. And on behalf of the team here at Wirebuzz, if this podcast was valuable to you, if it taught you how to become a better marketer, go to iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play and subscribe. Make sure you leave a really honest rating and review. It is our oxygen. We look forward to it. It gets shared internally and we learn from it because we're super thick-skinned. We get up every day trying to become better marketers, and it's essential to get your feedback in order to do that. The last piece here is please make sure that if there's somebody in your office you're rooting for, or maybe a friend or a family member that is about to launch a business, please make sure you share our podcast with them. It will change the way they think about recommendations that you give them because this is very tactical. And we're going to help them get across the finish line with the least amount of resources possible. So on behalf of the team here at Wirebuzz, as we embark on to our next of many road trips, my next one is coming up in Columbus, Ohio. That's right. I'm going to be out there for a big conference. I'm going to be speaking and my dad's going to fly in town and we're going to go to an Ohio State Buckeye game. Check that shit off our list. It's on our bucket. We're going to do it, and we're looking forward to it. On behalf of the crew here at Wirebuzz, a big peace out to all of you, and I look forward to sharing you more information on how you could become a video marketing master.